the earth, and behold, all the earth is peaceful and quiet.
Oh, praise God.
Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou have no compassion for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, which thou hast been indignant with these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who was speaking with me with gracious words, comforting words.
Isn't that wonderful?
Expressing emotion and compassion.
That's right. And that's why we say when you truly get comfortable with these wonderful beings that God has sent to you, you will only feel love from them. You will feel comfort. You will feel strength. You will not fear. And most of them, when they came to the men and women, they said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I have only good for you. I do not have anything evil for you.
You know,
it's wonderful.
Let me say this, and I just feel the urgency of the Holy Spirit to say this. You know, we're around, we mix among Christians and people at our classes and people at the radio station, places where we go, but we don't worship those people. We know them, but we don't worship them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the angels, you can know them, but you don't worship the angels. You only worship the Most High God.
That's right.
That's the only one you worship. We've got to make that very, very important here. You don't pray to angels. You can converse with angels. You don't pray to them. Okay? Now, frequently, I thank the angels. I thank you. And sometimes I tell the Lord, you know, the angels have done a great job. I just want to tell you, Lord, they're doing a great job for me. Well, one day we're going to judge the angels.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we ought to be very thankful. And we ought to just tell the Lord, you know, when they've done something good for you, you know you didn't do it yourself. It's something that no flesh or blood person did for you, and you had some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I think you ought to recognize them
and tell
the Lord, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Now, is that too spooky?
No, it really isn't. And there's another chapter in Zechariah, Darren, that I love to cover here, and almost the whole chapter. And it's a small chapter. And it's chapter 3. And God is showing Joshua his position in the Spirit. And God wants to show so many of you your position in the Spirit. You have the wrong identity, and you are under your circumstances, and God wants to lift you up and put you on that priestly plane that he has called you to, just as here in Zechariah 3 with Zechariah.
You know what you can do? You got a tough assignment coming up. You got to meet somebody, and you just don't know how this thing's going to come down, as we say today in street language. Well, why don't you send the angels ahead to soften their hearts?
That's right.
Soften their heads.
Yes, soften their heads. That's right.
You know, sometimes we're so scared. We're so upset. We just say, boy, if I do anything, if I didn't have to go through this, I'm going to go up there. I'm afraid I'm going to lose. I'm not going to lose. I'm going to look bad, and I might not be a very good representative of the body of Christ. Well, why don't you send the angels ahead there to prepare the way for you?
That's right.
And they can do that, and that's one of their assignments.
You're absolutely right, Darren.
You can say it like this, in the name of Jesus, I send angels ahead of me, and you speak favor on my behalf.
And if you don't understand what your assignment is, Darren, here in Zechariah, we see a student and a teacher concept
right. Ooh,
here.
I love it.
We see Zechariah asking this angel questions, and the angel is answering every question. These angels have the knowledge that we need because they come directly from the throne of God. And I believe we can ask our angels questions, and they will give us the answers, as well as Holy Spirit, of course.
And that doesn't mean you're some psycho, nutcase.
No.
We gotta stop being afraid to be different. Even with our Christian brothers and sisters.
If they
don't understand, well, sorry. You know, one day maybe they'll catch on. But you can't wimp out just because people might think you're a little freaky or a little strange. And, you know, I'll tell you, Barbara, maybe I'll just go ahead and reveal this at this point on this day, but I have been privileged to see thousands of angels.
Praise God. I saw
a valley full of them one time.
Yes, I know. Yes. Praise the Lord.
You know, well, why not? I mean, they saw him in the Old Testament. Why can't I? And if God says he's no respecter of persons, well, okay, Lord, open up the spirit world. I'm ready.
Yeah, you talk about you being a question box, though. Here Zacharias is. What's this, Lord? What's that, Lord? And in the second chapter, he's lifting up his eyes, and behold, there's a man with a measuring line, and he says, where are you going? I mean, Zechariah was asking these angels every kind of question that he could, and they were always answering, I'm going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide it is and how long it is. And behold, the angel who was speaking with me was going out and another angel was coming out to meet him. I mean, here Zechariah was seeing many, many angels, just like you were just talking about seeing many angels. And then in Zechariah 3, and it's a conversation all the time, don't be afraid to ask your angel questions and be expecting an answer, like Darren says, expect, ask and expect an answer.
Now, but let me say this. If you keep yourself bathed in prayer, praying in the Spirit, giving the Most High God the ultimate top spot in your life, and you keep yourself covered with the blood of Jesus, then you can trust your hunches.
That's right.
Now, if you don't, you can't trust those hunches.
Because
the other
hunches,
spirit world's out there, too.
You know, hunches are our spirit man knowing. Believe your spirit man. Believe your spirit man in what he's saying. Well, here in Zechariah 3, an angel showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right hand to accuse him. Now, here we are in the spirit world again. We're up in the heavenlies. The heavens have been opened here to Zechariah. And he showed him Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And guess who was there accusing him?
Rat face.
That's right.
The devil.
And he is the accuser of the brethren, it says in Revelation. So, hey, don't be shocked when you get an attack from Satan, but you know that 2/3 of those angels are for you. They're for you, and they're fighting for you and on your behalf.
Now, let me say this. In sister dimension called the spirit world, there are both the good beings, the angels, and the evil. See, it's all up there in one spiritual dimension.
Yes.
That's why you need to be more educated. You need to be more informed about what's going on there.
That's right.
Because sometimes these impressions that you get, I'm going to call them impressions or feelings, or you just sense something's going on, may not be from God.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hear the voice of God and let him direct you so that you're hearing not from an angel of light, in other words, a demon that's come to deceive you, but you're hearing straight stuff from the Lord.
That's right. Well, here in the second verse, the Lord says to Satan, praise God if you're a Christian, and if you're not, I hope that this convicts your heart and you desire to belong to Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? And he's talking of Joshua. And Joshua is clothed in filthy garments, standing before the angel. And this is representative of what had happened to the country of Israel, of Judah and Israel, Darren. They had gone through so much idolatry, they had become filthy before the Lord. Their righteousness was as filthy rags before God.
Okay, now can I read this next portion?
Sure can.
And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, standing before the angel. And he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, remove the filthy garments from him. Again he said to him, see, I've taken your iniquity away from you, and you will clothe.
And will clothe.
And will clothe you with festal robes. Then I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, while the angel of the Lord was standing by. Who clothed him, Barbara?
The angel.
The angel.
The angels clothed him. And what's interesting here, you say, well, boy, Joshua must have really been sinful because they took his iniquity away. No, he was the representative priest of the iniquity of the people. And the priests in the Old Testament, just like I believe the pastors are responsible for their congregations today, Darren, they took on the responsibility of that of the country, and just as they are supposed to take the responsibility of their congregations. And he was a priest. He took on the iniquity of his people. So here God is taking away that iniquity. He's saying, hey, a better day is coming. Hallelujah.
Okay. But Barbara, I also take it this way. You know, we teach the concept to people of you need to cleanse yourself. You're swimming in the filth of the world.
That's true.
Many of you are working in situations where you hear blasphemy, you hear cursing. There's filthy pictures on the wall where you work. I'm not talking about some body shop somewhere where there's just a bunch of men working. It might be in a high rise in downtown Denver.
Mm.
In an office of a big corporation, they ought to know better. Hey, folks, I know how it works. I don't walk around this world with my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here God was saying, okay, we're going to cleanse you from the situation you're in.
Yes.
But then here's the part I really love. And the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, if you will perform my service, Then you will also govern my house and also have charge of my courts. And here's the part I just love. And I'll grant you free access among those who are standing here.
Yes, I believe this is not only here telling him that the iniquity of Israel and Judah will be wiped away, but I believe this is also future, even in our day, Darren. And here he says in the eighth verse, "Now listen, Joshua,